The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you are listening to America's Web Radio. Now, right before we left for the break, I know On Point with Victor. Victor was talking about the Afghanistan debacle where we lost 13 Marines on that day. On actually, it was the 26th, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, it's, you know, this was a disaster designed by Joe Biden and his administration, and they screwed this up royally. I'm saying screwed up because I can't use the other word. But yeah, I mean, if Afghanistan was a woman and Joe Biden did his pullout the way he did in Afghanistan on a woman, oh my God, that woman would be pregnant with quintuplets by now. That was one of the worst pullouts I have ever seen when removing military personnel and equipment from a country.
So what you're saying, Roger, is that is not the pullout method to use?
I don't think Joe Biden could pull out of his own driveway.
Well, Roger, remember this. If he pulled out of his own garage, then he took classified documents with him.
Yeah,
because they were in broken boxes.
Half the garage when he pulled out, too.
Pulled out, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was the worst pullout we've ever seen in history. Now, remember, one day before that, August 25th, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is it? The only hat trick ever performed was done by Kyle Rittenhouse. He took out three pedophiles, child pornography chasers, three bad guys were taken out by Kyle Rittenhouse on that day 3 years ago. So that's Kyle, the saint, the patron saint.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Taking care of bad guys, of killing pedophiles.
Yeah.
Now, one guy actually survived, but he got shot in the arm because he tried to kill Kyle with a skateboard. And Kyle said, oh, no, don't bring skateboard to a gunfight because I will win that one every time.
I'll win that one every time.
Well, people forget about this, but he used judicious marksmanship, firing with people all around him. And he only hit his intended targets with every single shot he took. Amazing marksman, very good at cutting down the amount of trash that was in the city on that particular day. These guys were chasing him down, even though he had a gun. Now, one of the guys did have a gun, drew it. He got shot and killed because he was one of the dumb masses that did something stupid like that. It's like, you don't chase somebody down. If they're trying to escape a situation, you let them go. Let me tell everybody this. If you carry a gun and someone is running away from you, do not shoot them. You let them go. If live to fight another day, maybe, but still, if you shoot somebody while they're running away, that's all your fault. You're going to get in big trouble. That's going to be a nightmare to deal with.
At least hit him in the ass because that would be funny.
Yeah. Now, if he's done damage to you, or if he shot somebody already, if he hurt one of your family members, then it becomes a little different situation and you can detain him by popping him one in the butt. Kill the dumb masses. Yeah. Slow him down a little bit. Make sure he doesn't do that again.
Ever.
But that's what Kyle did. He stopped pedophiles and bad guys from roaming the streets that night and causing more fires and burning things to the ground. Mm. He was the solution. While Kamala Harris, on the other hand, she was busy bailing all these idiots out of jail.
Yeah.
And Tim Walz let Minnesota burn, or Minneapolis burn. Minneapolis, I think it was. He let it burn. He was just letting it go. Wasn't doing anything to stop any of this.
Tim Walz is an awful, awful person.
I mean, if you live there, you know what happened.
Did you see? You know what, Roger? Here's the problem.
There's a problem?
There's a problem.
Oh, God, there's a problem.
Those idiots voted for the man. And
yeah.
They'll vote for him again. And this is the idiot. Walz had police officers going through neighborhoods shooting residents with paintball guns if they dared step out of their house. You couldn't even stand in your own yard. I don't see how that would have gone over in Georgia. But the people, apparently, the sheep in Minnesota
Stood for that. Jeez.
That man should have been thrown out. They should have,
of the doormats in Georgia say come back with a warrant or level 4 plates.
Right, exactly. Listen, I am not one, I am a huge police supporter and will always be. But if the police are dumb enough to take an order like that from a politician,
right,
then the people who's have not the right.
Be, so he's not going to be out there in the streets with them doing anything.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, no, I'm just these residents people. Should have gone out and just put up a wall. Put on some stuff to take the paintball fire, because eventually they're going to run out of paintballs.
Who would have thought that? I mean, could you imagine? I mean, in an armed state, they probably would have fired back and there'd be a lot of dead police officers.
Well, again, I don't even want to make it sound like I would ever be for that. Cause the police officers are doing, you have a commander in chief and you do what you're told.
Right.
But you can come out and let them fire off their paintballs, but you put up a wall and you clearly make it push them out of the neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, you can do that.
What if someone's walking down the sidewalk and someone starts firing and they just turn around and fire back? Not realizing
it was just paintballs. Get your paintballs and fire back at them. Now,
yeah, I mean, that's just
at a cop, I wouldn't do that, but you can come out in force.
But you could be in a situation where you wouldn't know they're a cop necessarily right away.
Well, this
they
was
start firing
clear.
At you.
This was clear. Okay, you can watch the video. It was very clear. They were coming through the streets and they were police officers and they were screaming to get off back in your house and shooting with paintball guns if you stood in your yard.
But yet, what about the protesters? Were they shooting them with paintball guns?
Absolutely not. While he was doing that, he was allowing the protesters to burn down many.
So I could have had a sign that said, I'm going to protest. You can't shoot me.
Well, again, that's why I said all the residents should have come out and protested, because then what would the cops have done? I mean, you surround them and you push them out because you could have overwhelmed them.
Yeah.
Not with violence, but you just start protesting. And then if you want to play the game, make your pro-Democrat signs, and then all of a sudden they would have been told to stand down.
That's right.
If you had come out and said, death to all Jews, then they would have stood down.
They would have stood down. Yeah, exactly. The fact that he does this and people are still going to vote for him is shocking to me.
It's very shocking.
I mean, he let that city burn to the ground and he didn't care. And who did he punish? He punished the regular citizens instead of the perpetrators.
Criminals. I mean, the idea that there are people out there, Roger, that are going to vote for Walz and Harris. I mean, Harris, who's everywhere on video telling you that she's for higher prices, she's for higher gas, she's for higher energy, she's for banning gasoline vehicles, she's for all the wrong things. She doesn't want you owning a home. She doesn't want you owning property.
Right, right, right.
She wants to ban fracking. But now she's out there saying, oh, no, I'm for the wall. I'm for fracking. She stole another Trump thing. So she stole the Trump, the tax, no taxes on tips from Trump.
Yeah.
And now she just stole, there's another idea from Trump.
She's given lip service, all this stuff, but you know, if she gets in office, she's not going to do any of those things.
Of course not.
It's funny how she proposed, what is it, $25,000 tax credit for buying a house? But meanwhile, the price of houses has gone up $150,000, and the interest rates have tripled. $25,000
help with that. But here's the dirty little secret, Roger, and what people need to pay attention to. When she's out there, if you listen to her, she talks about renting. She's talking about renting in government subsidized homes. So if you take a $25,000, that government owns you and they own that house. You're going to become a renter from the government.
Forever.
Of government housing forever.
Well, now that's already the
case.
You
will not own.
Almost everywhere in this country, that's already the case. Because you don't own any property in the United States.
It's not the same. I know where you're going with that.
I know, property taxes. Right.
But I agree with you 100%.
This is just an extension upon that.
Right. This is extending that even further. This is where they truly get you out of ownership, where technically you're an owner, you just have to pay your taxes.
Right. But they charge you a tax.
Which is wrong. I agree 100%.
And they wonder why the price of properties keep going up, because the taxes keep going up. The government is driving the price 100%. Of houses so high
and they're doing it on
that
purpose.
You can't stay there. Of course they are. And the state governments are responsible for most of this.
This has to be done on the state level, but it is something that Trump should start pushing. And that would be an abolition of property taxes. That to me is unconstitutional.
If you buy property, you should own it. You shouldn't have to pay rent on it every single year to your county or city government.
And here's what Trump needs to do. Either push for the abolition of property taxes, or
that would require a constitutional amendment.
The states have to do it. The states have to do it.
Right.
The property taxes are done on the state level.
Not necessarily. Remember, Roe versus Wade stood for 50 years.
That's true.
Took power from the states away and made it a federal law.
So maybe they could do the same thing.
We'll do the abortion thing and we'll just throw in a property tax while we're doing that.
Ooh, that's genius.
Take it back to the federal
government. Roger, that is genius. What's the movie? Genius, genius, genius. What movie was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Think about it. I know you're going to get this. You're going to get this.
I don't think I know that movie.
Oh, you do know it.
Doesn't sound familiar. Are you sure?
Genius, genius, genius.
But yeah, throw in the property
Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler. Come on. Think about it. Think about it. What's a good Adam Sandler movie? Everybody Got a Red Corvette.
Oh, that one.
Deeds.
Yes,
Mr. Deeds. Remember, he's in the restaurant. They're making fun of him, and the opera singer, and they're making fun of him. He said, I do gift cards. And the opera singer goes,
cards,
genius,
yeah.
Genius, genius. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to watch that movie now.
I might have to watch it again. But yeah, see, if you link the property tax abolition to the abortion thing,
then you can get both sides
to vote on that.
And then you
could actually own a house in this country and not have the government charge you rent every single year.
Because you would get the Democrats to vote against abortion, because there ain't no way in hell Democrats would give up property taxes.
Ooh.
Roger, what you just did is absolute genius. Have Trump come out and say, you know what? Fine. If the people want it, you can vote. We're going to put it on the ballot. If you want abortion up to let's make it easy to where we can get both sides to agree on the abortion issue. Say, okay, we're going to make it federal legal. Up to 6 weeks or whatever. I don't agree with this. I'm just saying let's just hypothetical. Let's take Roger's idea because it's genius. Because if he comes out with a bill that says, all right, we're going to let you vote if you want to make it legal for up to a certain point, but it will also abolish property taxes and you own your home.
The ability of counties and cities to levy
property taxes.
Yeah. Now, granted, they can raise the sales tax. They can raise.
Oh, right. Sales tax is where it should be anyway.
Yeah. And the thing is, all these people who say, I rent, I don't pay property taxes. They go, you do.
Oh, you do.
You don't think your landlord pays property taxes on the property you're renting? And every time those taxes go up, who do you think pays that? He doesn't take that hit.
If you're a renter, you are paying no matter if you rent or own. But Roger, I'm just telling you.
In any store in your neighborhood.
Man, Roger.
If they raise property taxes, you pay it when you buy stuff from that store.
I'm using your idea, Roger.
Go for it. Let's run with this thing.
This is amazing.
I want to eliminate property taxes.
Let me tell you, but every Democrat would vote against abortion because they would not give up property tax. See, they really don't care about the abortion issue. They use it as a political weapon. But if you tie removing taxation, there's no Democrat on this planet that will give up taxation.
Taxation, I know. They always find a new way to tax things.
So Roger, you stumbled right into the most brilliant plan that Donald Trump needs to implement.
Well, you know, even a blind hog finds an acorn now and then.
It's awesome. I mean, I love it. When I talk to Trump, Roger.
You're gonna give him a little nudge. Hey, let me tell you something. let me whisper in your ear there for
when Donald Trump calls my cell phone. Did you see what he did the other night?
No.
So the other night after when the last day of the convention, Bret Baier and Martha McCallum, their Fox News journalists, they were closing out the news show, and Donald Trump called in to Fox News.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so Donald Trump was on the air
debunking what
Kamala had just said, because it was full of lies and mistruths and misinformation. But the time, it got to 11 o'clock. And so they had to cut him off. They cut off Trump. Said, sorry, President Trump, we've got to go. We have to go to Gutfeld. Gutfeld is live.
And Gutfeld's like, I'll take it.
Well, so this is why Donald Trump, if you get to know the guy, he really is a nice and funny guy. So they cut Trump off. They go to the live Gutfeld show starts, and Gutfeld is sitting in his chair and welcomes the Gutfeld show, and he's doing what he's doing, and his phone goes off. And he gets his cell phone live on air and looks at it, and he goes, and he just starts laughing, and he goes, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump called him knowing that he's live.
Donald Trump is
watching TV going, I'm going to call Gutfeld. And Gutfeld answered the phone. It was
Could you imagine getting that call from Joe Biden?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Joe, we'll talk about corn pop. Corn pop's in my yard, and my hairs on my leg are getting kind of whiskey in the pool there. And
I got to go to bathroom, corn pop.
Yeah, I mean,
and hair on my legs, and the kids used to play on it.
What? Joe? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Joe.
Or you get Kamala. I'm unburdened by the burden that used to be the burden of the burden that was the burden.
We are burdened by the future because the past had a burden on a jackass, which was the Democrat Party. That is how we manage to straighten things out in this world.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. But oh gosh, she talks in riddles nobody can answer.
That nobody can answer. She speaks on a third grade level. I mean, it's
that high?
Okay, maybe it's not that high. It's pretty bad. But Roger, that's the kind of stuff you can't script. I mean, Donald Trump is. That's the scary part.
That's the worst part.
That's the scary part. Yeah, a bunch of second graders
going, I understand her. I'm down. I'd vote for her.
Ice cream? No wonder the Democrats are trying to lower the voting age.
That's why Joe Biden likes ice cream so much. That's how Kamala gets him to do stuff. Mm. Same way she does with the second graders. Offers them ice cream.
If you're a good little Democrat, you get ice cream.
Right. Oh, God. I saw an interview today. And they were talking to this lady. And who was it? I'm trying to remember who it was. It was some journalist. I can't. If I said it, you'd know. But I can't think of his face right now. Piers Morgan.
Piers. All right.
Piers Morgan. He was talking about, he goes, so you believe that anybody can be whatever gender they want? And she's like, yes, that's the kind of thing we need to do. I mean, we need to accept that. We're going to look back on this in 10 years and go, the fact that we even had, he goes, so in the Olympics, it shouldn't matter what sex somebody is to compete. No, no. So everybody, men, women, should just be thrown into one pool and the best of the best move on from there. Yes, exactly.
So men would win everything.
So basically, women would be eliminated from the Olympics from here 100%. On out. And she was down. She was okay with that.
Wow.
It's like, And I don't think she realized what she was saying at the time.
She not see when the, back when the United States women's national team had the cancer known as, I don't remember her name.
Rapinoe.
The Rapinoe was on that team, screwing that team up. Does this lady not remember when Rapinoe ran her mouth that they could beat any men's team, any boys' team? That they got slaughtered by a high school soccer team? The women's professional national soccer team
beat by high school guys.
Stand to a high school boys' team. Then, that wasn't enough to take that beating. She kept running her mouth, so then they played a retired men's team from a division so low in England that they don't even talk about the
geriatric team. And they
got a geriatric team, and they beat the snot out of these professional women. And she has since shut up.
And now women who want this, I mean, do you want to compete? Now, granted, there will be maybe 5% of the women who can compete with the best men. Maybe that many. Maybe not that many.
Maybe not that many.
It'd be tough. It depends on the sport, too.
And I say
some
this
sports,
about,
women can have just as much competitive, but it's gonna eliminate over 90% of women from
tennis,
the Olympics.
There are women tennis ball players that would beat the snot out of me, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
You're not a professional tennis player, though.
No, I'm just saying, though. I'm a dude.
You're barely an amateur tennis player.
I'm not even an amateur. I can't play tennis.
I can't remember the last time you held a ping pong paddle. What are you talking about?
I can't play ping pong either. But there are plenty of women that can excel in sports. Nobody's saying they can't.
But can they compete against the very best men?
Look, there's a reason why there's late. Okay, when I play golf, Roger, I shoot from the women's tees. And there's a reason they're called women's tees.
Because they're easier.
Because they can't hit it as far.
Well, generally speaking, most sports are designed to run around strength.
Yeah.
And women, generally speaking, aren't as strong. Average women are not as strong as average men.
Right.
And you know, even trained women are not usually as strong as trained men.
Even these women that are out there pumping testosterone, trying to become men.
Yes. Well, there's that.
Still don't have the muscle development, though. They don't have the, it's just not, their biology is different.
Their bodies are not designed for it. They have advantages in other things, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, and that's not one of them.
And so this lady was basically saying that a woman should be eliminated from all professional sports because they should just throw everybody into one big pool and draw from there.
That's crazy.
And I was like, did she not think about what she was saying? Piers is like, so you want to eliminate women from the Olympics almost completely.
You want biological women to just not participate.
Right. And she was all down with that. And I was like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
That was just insane that she was actually talking about that.
I mean,
I understand that women, you want to recognize people who express whatever gender they want to be. I get that. I get it.
You know.
But you can't have them competing against people who are not in the same class as they are.
If politicians would stay out of this stuff and let people just let the sports excel and make money, and everybody would be happy. Look, there were some teenage girls who tried to qualify for a supercross race.
Really?
And they may have been in their 20s. And no one stopped them, but they didn't make a big deal out of it either. They just said, hey, if you can qualify, then you're in. If you don't qualify, you're not in. We're not going to change the rules on your behalf. And that's what they did. Now, they didn't qualify, but they tried. And that is notable. And in racing, NASCAR racing, I don't know the different levels of NASCAR, but I know there's some, I guess, semi-professional or whatever levels.
Yeah.
You have Haley Deegan. Haley Deegan is out there and she holds her own in some races and doesn't in other races. And when she doesn't qualify, she doesn't complain about it.
Who's, well, there was another girl.
Patrick Cornwell.
Oh, there you go.
Who was that other little girl who was, she was the GoDaddy girl for a long time?
Oh, Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Who had a propensity to cause a lot of accidents. Yeah. But that's okay. She tried.
And some people will blame that on her gender.
I will catch flack for that. I'm going to catch flack for that. But, I mean, look up Danica Patrick and you're going to see a lot of wrecks.
Yeah. Well, because, you know.
I'm not saying that's it's probably she was a woman.
That's the guy's fault because they were honking their horns trying to get her attention when they were in traffic.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Blame them.
She was cute. Yeah, no doubt. She was reasonable. I mean, she could race. She was somewhat competitive.
I mean, there were times when she held her own.
Racing is one sport where women might be able to be more competitive than men.
But I'll tell you where it usually comes in. Risk. Women have more risk assessment than men do. And
that's why women live longer than men.
Exactly. So even in racing where I do believe a woman could be talented enough to race with anybody, there's that risk factor where a woman, she might lift off just a little when a dude puts it to the floor.
He's like, let's go
and
for it.
That's the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
And that's, let's
and the
face
sexes
it.
Are built differently. No matter how much guys want to be women and women want to be men, the sexes are built
differently. They're different.
Now, this is something that just drove my politically correct mind insane. A friend of mine went to a class over at one of the biggest hospital in Georgia, and they had a breakfast for them.
Hmm.
And they had, the first thing was they had assorted pastries, croissants, blah, blah, halal. Then they had Greek yogurt and mixed batteries, halal. Then they had seasonal sliced fresh fruit, vegan, halal. Then they had avocado toast, arugula, blah, blah, vegan, halal.
Why didn't they mention anything that was kosher?
No meat whatsoever. Hmm.
Uh-huh.
No meat, no nothing, non-vegan. I mean, no bacon, egg, and sausage biscuits for breakfast there, apparently. I was like, what the heck is that?
So this, and you said this is a hospital?
Yeah.
So they're very un-American hospital.
Apparently. I mean, I couldn't believe, I saw that and I go, man, there's nothing on that menu I'd want to eat.
No, and they're catering to.
They're catering to specific, groups.
Groups, yeah.
That make a loud noise.
Including a specific religion, in a way.
But yet, so what I decided is I'm going to have to form a religion that requires the eating of meat. So then I can demand that my religious dietary needs are met when I go somewhere. Oh no, I only eat meat. That's my religion.
Because they can't, that's
so,
right.
Any of you guys who are interested in becoming whatever religion we work this out to be, where eating meat is a requirement.
That is a requirement.
Let me know. We're going to get this thing off the ground. So then anywhere you go, you're going to demand religious equality and be able to get meat.
Now David, you may know this, I'm not sure, but isn't, and I, maybe I should be more, well, better versed in the Bible, but doesn't it say something in the Bible about eating meat? That's why the animals were here, was for, yeah, well, there you go, Roger. Christianity is already beat you
to it. We're already meat eaters.
They're already meat eaters.
Well, yeah, we just have to get all the right verses together, put it together.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to fine-hone that
a little bit. Fine-tune it a little bit. Yeah. I agree.
Come up with a new name for it and everything so we can be the newest Gucci religion.
The Gucci, yes.
I want to be a vegetarian, that's what you're saying.
I want to be a second-hand vegetarian.
Second-hand vegetarian.
That's right. Cows eat grass, I eat cows.
I eat cows.
Goats eat grass, I eat goats. You know, sheep, that's pigs, whatever. Oh, pigs. Speaking of pigs, California apparently is dealing with pigs.
Are they going to let people shoot them?
That's what they're talking about, because apparently there was a Sonoma County school reported $150,000 in damages to lawns and landscaping after a passel of pigs used their property as a buffet.
Now, are these technically wild boars?
Yeah, these are wild pigs.
Okay.
Wild pigs,
so,
yeah. Feral hogs.
Feral hogs. Okay, so.
In California, of course.
California realized that this is going to require ammunition and the guns?
Yes. Well, what they did is they put up a fence to protect the property. So then, they went to another area of the school and they tore its yard up and it cost another $50,000 worth of damage.
Texas, Democrats.
Yeah, Texas is already dealing with it, but you can shoot things in Texas.
You can shoot things in Texas.
But now they're talking about harvesting the pigs.
We shoot 24/7.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it from Legendary Dave.
That's something California's going to have to get into. Now imagine this. You go to California for a vacation. Your wife wants to go to the winery, blah, blah, blah. You go, honey, you go tour the winery. See, I'm going on a helicopter pig shoot.
Yes.
The other thing is, it's very interesting.
Now,
you never hear this on the news at all, but we never had white-tailed deer or boars.
Because you shot them all?
Just
and ate them. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Just never had it.
I didn't know that.
Now we have white-tailed deer in the panel, which was unheard of.
Really? Because deer have very few natural predators, if you think about it. Maybe
well, that's true.
Bears, occasionally coyotes, if they can hold a wolf here and there.
That's true. So they do multiply fast.
Oh, yeah.
Then we also have pigs, wild boar.
Wild boar, yeah.
Yeah, that's been a problem in Texas for a while, yeah.
But we never have.
Wow.
They're literally in my field.
Oh, man.
You have to shoot them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
And they multiply if you don't.
The most trouble that I've gotten into on the station over the years has been that we kill dogs.
Really?
Kill dogs?
You're like Christy Gnome.
Who kills dogs?
We kill
Christy Gnome does.
As a farmer, we kill dogs.
Oh, yeah, I have heard.
What, coyotes or something? Or what, or feral dogs?
Well,
they become.
Yeah.
The thing is, idiots, city idiots, would bring their dogs.
Can you hear, Dave?
Out.
Oh, no, we can't hear you, Dave.
Oh, we're going to need you to get right in front of the air.
You want to, because we're hearing dead air over here. No one's paying attention to you.
City idiots would bring their dogs out, and I'm doing him a favor, letting him out in the wild. Well, dogs will pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, like wolves and coyotes.
Like wolves, yeah.
All natural and, dogs, yeah.
We would, my group of farmers, you know, we all lived around in the proximity. We'd get together about every 6 months, and we'd put out bait, and we'd sit and wait for the dogs to get
the
there
packs.
And kill them. We had a little girl, she was only two, walking, but only two, that a pack surrounded her.
Oh, gosh.
And had somebody not been caring.
Yeah, that would have been a bad situation there.
And you just... You know, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do.
I have no qualms about that. I've killed dogs.
Right, because there was a necessity on your farm, and they were feral. There was a necessity on your farm, which is the same thing about now. But Roger and I will eat some pig.
Yeah, I'm not eating no dogs.
But the Chinese will eat the.
Well,
the
dogs. That's true. That's a good point.
So anyway, they erected $50,000 worth of chain link fencing to keep the intruders out. Then the pigs went to the. A garden area where students had a 2-acre garden at their garden, and they ate everything up in there, destroyed the gardening, and they had been planting roses and vegetables and stuff to attract pollinators, bees to the area. The pigs destroyed it all. They trashed the entire periphery of every building.
So what you're telling me, Rogers, California is about to become sudden supporters of the AR-15?
That's another thing. If you're going to hunt pigs in this kind of numbers, you might need
You're not going to do it with a pistol.
No.
You could.
As a backup.
As a backup, but I mean, you want to be efficient when you're shooting.
But they were working in like a bio project or something, and the pigs went through and just destroyed it all. They were trying to attract bees and other plants to the area. Instead, they attracted the pigs, and the pigs just had a buffet.
Now, Roger, how would it be if we used tactical shotguns?
That would be a good one. You know, now, if you're going to shoot them, though, you want to make sure there's meat.
I was going to say, I want to eat them.
Because San Francisco has a lot of homeless people.
They do.
And most of them will probably eat bacon.
Imagine what they could do.
A lot of grease.
Well, that's true.
Good.
Hey, I don't, I mean, look.
A little bit of grease on my bacon? What the heck? I mean, I'm going to eat it.
I mean,
it may not be the best for our hearts, but hey.
My new religion is going to endorse eating greasy, fatty animals.
Greasy, fatty animals.
No, in fact, it is going to be required. Even chickens. We've got to have chickens, too. I don't care.
Plump, greasy, fatty chickens.
Well, that's because we can fry them.
Oh, absolutely. So with the chickens, we can add our own grease. With the pigs, you don't have to add your own
grease.
Right,
it's built in. And you can simmer them, make them into pot roast or something.
You know, I will say that. You get yourself a few fresh pigs, and that's some good eating.
Yeah, the guy was talking about that in the article. He was talking about they had...
Have you ever cleaned one?
No.
I have not. I have seen it done, but I've never done it.
Because I've actually attended. I went to a wedding once where they cooked the whole pig.
Oh.
So they gutted it and cooked the whole thing. So, and I gotta tell you, I took pleasure, and this is probably gonna sound bad, but I'm a meat eater. I walked up to that grill and was able to just pull meat right off of that pig, and it was quite tasty.
Yeah, exactly. The problem California's having is the application for licenses is declining.
Wow.
Because more and more hunters are not living in that area.
Well, because they're leaving, going to Texas,
they're going to Arizona, they're going to other states.
Yeah.
So California's going to have to find other ways to deal with this.
Well, look, if I am not, I used to go to California all the time. I don't go much anymore just because that place is a crap hole. But if they start doing, Roger, if they start doing some
type of
state-sponsored
pig shoots.
Yes, I'll go on vacation.
We'll come back and I'm going to tell you about what they do here.
Got to
take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Ah, there you go.
If you have lost a loved one and were left with a firearms collection and are not sure how to dispose of them safely, or you may have firearms you no longer want, this message is for you. I am a licensed FFL firearms dealer in the state of Florida, specializing in estate firearm purchases. It is very important that all firearm transactions be handled according to state and federal laws. You can contact me for information at firearmliquidationservice@outlook.com, or you can call or text me at 407-921-8100 24/7 and ask for James. Again,
hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, right before we left for the break, I was talking about the hunting of pigs in California. And apparently, the number of pigs that were taken, now you have to report that when you shoot the pigs, you're supposed to report them as taken. So they had like almost 4,000 taken in 2020 and 2021, then 21, 22, it dropped to 3,700, and now the last year, 22, 23, it's down to 3,500. So apparently, the hunting license sales are declining to hunt pigs. So apparently, they're losing the people who are going to want to eliminate the hog problem. And there's still thousands of pigs that remain at large. And the species are not only intelligent, they run very fast, they are really good at hiding, and they learn to avoid people very quickly. So they're very difficult to hunt. And somebody was saying, this author of this article said, he said, it sounds like Sonoma County should add helicopter hog hunts to the list of attractions while you're in wine country. So as I was talking about earlier, your wife goes to the winery to taste wine and drink wine and do whatever they do in wine tastings. I don't know. I haven't been to one in a long time. Well, you can go out and lay waste to feral hogs from a helicopter. Now, I'm wondering, though, if there's enough decent weapons you could get in California, because they restrict things so much. You couldn't even run a regular AR-15 out there. You wouldn't be able to get one. It's not legal to have in California at the moment. Now, there are laws pending. Court cases are going through trying to repeal some of California's ridiculous laws. But California needs hunters, and most of them are moving. They're going somewhere else. In fact, they said a lot of people from California are moving to Texas. Now, Texas has a hog problem as well, but they allow hunting pretty much 365, 24/7. They're allowing you to hunt hogs all the time.
On horseback.
Horseback? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You can hunt them horseback, motorcycles, helicopters. Texas doesn't care how you get rid of them.
You know, the horse, if trained, is almost like a hunting dog.
Right, right. It can track the animals down.
Yeah, and we'll let you know when there's a wild boar within range.
Right. Now, California, though, is making it so expensive and so restrictive and burdensome to be able to legally hunt any of these to exercise your rights. People are just not, it's not worth it for them. So basically, they are allowing these pigs to run free, to multiply, to cause more and more damage.
And to run for president.
And to run for president. Oh, yeah. Oh, Producer Brett. And to run for president. I'm just repeating that. That was not my original thought. But it's crazy because they need these hunters to go in there and take out these hogs. They need them to take care of some of these. And they're making it so difficult, they're going to become overrun. They're getting less and less hogs hunted every year, and the hogs are growing in population every year. So I don't know how California is going to deal with that. I mean, you can't poison them because then it poisons the entire ecosystem, and you have rotting carcasses laying all over the place. The safest, easiest, most effective way to remove the invasive hogs from California is to allow people to hunt them. If not, the damage is going to continue. You know, all government parks, schools are going to get ravaged by these crazy pigs because they're omnivorous. They'll eat meat. They'll eat plants. They'll eat almost anything. And it's difficult to get a hunting license fairly in California to go after them. So California's going to have to find their way out of this problem on their own because they're not allowing citizens to take part in any of this. They're not allowing the citizens to help. They're making it so expensive and so difficult to get your hunting license that the pigs are running wild in California. So, well, they've been running wild in California for a long time. Most of them are politicians. But
two-legged.
Yeah, the two-legged variety who are politicians. But, yeah, and the DNC in general, I mean, their platform called for assault weapon ban, which is ridiculous because we all know there are no assault weapons for sale in the United States that are not registered as Class 3 weapons. The semi-automatic military-style weapons are not assault weapons. They are semi-automatic rifles, pistols, whatever, and they want to eliminate all semi-automatic weapons. And now what they don't realize or what people don't realize is that this eliminates most of the pistols or all pistols that are available for sale now would be eliminated if they eliminate semi-automatic weapons. And of course the magazine bans, they want to push back the assault weapons ban and the magazine ban that they had from 1994 to 2004. They want to get that, but they want to get it passed without a sunset on it. Fortunately for us, when Bill Clinton passed the crime bill, it had a sunset date. It went from 1994 to 2004, and at that time, Bush was in office. He did not renew it. He wouldn't re-sign it, so they didn't put it back into force. If not for that, if there had been a Democrat in the office at the time, I have a feeling they would have made the crime bill permanent, and you'd never be able to own a magazine with over 10 rounds again. But thank goodness, 10 years later, a Republican was in office who respected the Second Amendment and gave us the right to have the standard capacity magazines once again. Yeah, I don't want to call them high capacity magazines because they are standard capacity magazines as opposed to restricted capacity magazines. Because most of the weapons out there use more than 10 rounds. Excuse me, that's the way they're designed. That is the standard magazine for those weapons. And right now, during their when they're posing their platform, they're telling you they're calling for assault weapon bans, red flag laws, and more. They want to eliminate guns from the hands of public citizens, even though the Second Amendment clearly states the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's very clear, concise language. And what Joe Biden has done is he's been weaponizing the ATF to go after citizens with ordinary accessories that all of a sudden were legal for a dozen or more years, and now they want to reverse the decision and take them away from people. And not only take them away without compensation, just like they did with the bump stocks. Now that decision, the bump stock decision, has been overturned, but if you already got rid of yours or destroyed it or handed it in, you can't get it back. I mean, the government's supposed to give you back property if it becomes, you know, if they're still storing it, they should be able to give it back to you. But, like I talked about last week, they're making the process to get it back so burdensome that it's just not going to be worth it. I mean, I think new bump stocks were about $150 or so thereabouts. And if you have to fill out paperwork, wait months and months and months, get stuff notarized, sealed, signed by government officials in order to get your own property back, it's going to make it extremely difficult, and most people would rather just go buy a new one. It's not worth the government red tape to get your bump stock back. Now, I would love to hear somebody's story of going through the process and hear how it goes, because from what I understand, there's going to be a very limited window to do this. And the limited window is going to include response time from the ATF, which, generally speaking, is extremely slow. So basically, they hope you'll apply. The window of time will run out before the ATF can get you your bump stock back to you. So you end up sacrificing this. So they basically made you give something up that now is legal, and they're not going to compensate you for it at all. Same thing happened with the pistol braces. You had to destroy them or remove them or hand them in. There was no keeping them anywhere until this was settled. And now, fortunately, it looks like there's been an injunction put in place where all the pistol braces are safe for the moment. Now, these cases have not been fully decided yet, but I'm sure if the Democrats get another term in office, Kamala's known for her gun control freaky way of doing things. She doesn't want any citizens to be armed. She doesn't want any citizens to own their own home or have a gas car. So keep that in mind when you're voting. Are you ready to give up all your weapons? Are you ready to give up your internal combustion engine? Are you ready to never be able to own your own home in this country again? If you are, then by all means, vote for Kamala, see what she does for you, and see how it feels to live under the boot of oppressive government. Everything she's saying, it comes straight from the Socialist Communist Handbook. She's talking about taking patents away from businesses, taking the patent rights away so the government can have them and they can produce things instead. You know, this has been done before, and every time it fails, and yet people do not learn from history. There's the famous quote, those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. And that's exactly what's going to happen, because you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. Because once they maintain that, once they take that much control, once they stomp all over the Second Amendment, make it so restrictive that it doesn't even apply anymore, and these people will stand there and swear an oath to uphold the Constitution in one breath and turn around in the next breath and propose a law to take constitutional rights away from citizens. But yet they have the protection of the federal government using your tax dollars to provide themselves with excellent quality security. Even though you are not allowed to provide that security for your family, the government politicians have it, and that's the way they want to do things. They want to keep themselves protected. Any politician who doesn't believe in the Second Amendment should not be allowed to use taxpayer money to provide themselves with armed security. Unfortunately, what's happened in the country is people put politicians up on a pedestal. They give them magical rights. They give them, you know, exclusivity. They make them entitled. They make them above the common citizen, which is not what this government was supposed to be. It is supposed to be run by common citizens who answer to their constituency, not rulers or monarchs who rule over the people and take away their rights. That's not the way this country was founded, and we are turning our backs on our founding ideals. We're turning our backs on the things that made this country great for so long. And unless we find a way to stop it, turn it back a little bit, get it back in control, we will end up losing this country forever, unfortunately. And the worst part is there's nowhere else to go. America is still the greatest country in the world, but if we ruin it, there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else to have the freedom of opportunity, freedom of personal choices that you have here in this country. That's why so many people want to come here. But unfortunately, a lot of the people who come here will vote the way they did in their old country. Oh, well, in my country, we did it this way, and it was better. It's like, then why'd you leave? Oh, because it's better here. It's like, then why are you voting to turn here into there? Don't let this be you. If you're coming from a foreign country and you appreciate the United States, look at the rights you have. Vote to protect them. Vote for the people who will stand up for your rights regardless of what they believe personally. That's the problem, is the Constitution spells out clear and defined rules, regulations, They list restrictions, things the government are not allowed to do. Clear as day, shall not be infringed. Congress shall make no law. It's very clear. It's very concise. It says exactly what the government may not do. The first 10 amendments are basically restrictions on the U.S. government. But yet, these politicians today don't believe they have to abide by that. They don't believe it because it's old and they figure things are different now and they're going to change the way things are done. So it's just... it's unfortunate that we can't keep the laws the way they are. The Constitution has been working for over 200 years, and if you start eliminating it piece by piece by piece, it's not going to be around for your grandkids. Your grandkids will never know what the Bill of Rights was. They'll never know what it means to have freedom of speech or the right to keep and bear arms. They'll never know any of this. The right to search and seizure restrictions. They'll never know any of this. The government will take over whatever they want to take over. They'll do it at the point of a gun. They'll take it from you. They'll take it from me. They'll take it from every citizen except the very elite that stay in the high powers of government. Those are the only people who will maintain their rights. Everybody else will be relegated to being a peasant class. And it's unfortunate. We fought so hard to make everybody in this country equal, and now we're just giving it away for security. In fact, I think it was Ben Franklin once said, those who choose temporary safety over freedom deserve neither. I mean, if you don't hold on to your freedom, even in the face of possible security, you don't deserve the freedom or the security. So when you go vote, I beg you to look at the candidates, see where they stand, see what their platforms are. Hope they're not lying when they post those kind of things online. And it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, if anybody actually wants their rights to be protected. And unfortunately, when it comes to gun rights, most people who have had no experience with violence or feel that they're protected because they live behind walls with armed guards, they feel like nobody should have a gun except their armed guards. But what I want to see is if these laws go into effect, force this into every security company, into every government office. If it's restricted for the people, it's restricted for the government, it's restricted for security companies. Nothing the citizens can't own can be owned by anybody else. That's going to be the issue. It's going to come down to equality under the law. And unfortunately, that is one aspect of the law that is being pushed to the side. It's not equal anymore. Politicians get preferential treatment all the time, and we let them get away with it. Politicians work for the people. They answer to the constituency. They don't answer to other government officials. They shouldn't be party-driven. They should be constituency-driven. They should be driven by the people they represent to give those people what they want. They should be representing them as their ultimate voice in a government system. But unfortunately, the party tends to hijack these politicians, take them out of their comfort zone of taking care of the people, and they make them loyal to the party instead of loyal to the people. And that's where all governments seem to run into a problem. It happened in Russia. It happened in China. The party becomes more important than the people. And when that becomes the rule, socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, will take over. People will lose their rights. It's like Kamala talking about offering a housing allowance to be able to live in government-sponsored housing. Instead of just trying to control county and city taxes or state taxes on property, which is what we need to do, that's unfortunate that so many taxes are being collected from property taxes, and everybody pays those. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you own. If you go into the local Walmart and you're buying something there, you are paying property taxes because Walmart has to pay it, and they pass that on to you. So you vote to raise taxes on the rich. You vote to raise taxes on businesses. You're basically turning around and taking the money right out of your own wallet. That's where it's coming from. You take rights away from people you don't think should have guns. You're taking your rights away at the same time. Your right to own a gun is going to go out the window if you vote for restrictions on gun ownership of any kind. I'm not saying people should buy nuclear weapons. Don't get crazy. But I'm saying any kind of weapon that any government official, especially when they work for the Congress, the Senate, when they work for those people, they should not have any less restrictions than anybody else in that in that area of the country. Your security guard should not have more rights to carry any kind of weapon than I should be able to carry to protect my family, to protect my friends, to protect my neighbors. You are not better than us. You are supposed to be equal under the law. We are all supposed to be equal under the law. And unfortunately, the politicians have brainwashed so many people into believing that they are elite, that they are a ruling class of people, that they are exceptional in some way, and we need to treat them differently than they treat us. That's where we run into the biggest problems. We don't realize that they work for us. They are representatives. They are not rulers. They are not kings. They represent the constituency who voted for them. And we don't hold them accountable. So maybe it's time now. Maybe this year we turn things around, try and vote for people who seem to be the best possible choices, seem to be the people who stand up for what you believe in. And try and limit it to something that is actually effective, something that's actually going to make a difference in your life. If you have more money, you have more freedom. If the government takes more of your money, you have less freedom. You have less time to spend with your kids on vacation. You have less time to spend time improving your house or buying more property or buying a new car, boat, or buying new clothes for your kids when school starts back. Those are all the things. Money buys you freedom. The freedom to live how you want to live. And if the government starts taxing us more, then they're taking away your freedom, plain and simple. It's the same thing when criminals steal from you. What are they taking from you? They're taking money, something worth value. How did you get that? You put hours of your life into earning that money to buy that. And when the government takes more of it, they're taking hours of your life away from you when they take your money. So you got to look past the initial, oh, yeah, we got to pay taxes to help everybody. Why don't you pay taxes to help yourself first? Help your family first. If everybody can lift themselves up, then they can turn around and help everybody else up. A rising tide lifts all ships. So be aware of the DNC platform on the weapons. They're getting crazy because now they want to call an assault weapon any gas-operated semi-automatic long gun. That's it. That's their definition for assault weapon. Any gas-operated semi-automatic rifle is considered an assault weapon. Just the way it functions is making it into something that it's not. And that's not true. It's a flat-out lie. These are not assault weapons. They are military-styled weapons. Some of them are not even military-styled. Some of them are sporting-styled weapons that use a gas-operated system. There are pistols that use gas-operated systems. It's not that unusual. And they're trying to limit these. But yet, I bet every politician's security guards will have semi-automatic weapons to defend them and their families. But they don't want you to have the same weapons to defend yourself and your family. They take it upon themselves to make themselves the elite, to make themselves better than you. They ignore equality under the law every time they turn around and try and take your rights away.
You know, there is an answer.
I'm waiting for that.
And that is, listen up, folks. The answer is to demand, not ask, but demand the media do their job. Make the media ask the questions. This is crap with Kamala of not, you know, she should be dumped on her big fat ass and we should take care of it. The media should demand from our public officials that they live up to what they've said and promised.
Right, but unfortunately, politicians are always lying. So
that's right.
You can't tell what they're going to say, and what they do say, you can't believe them anyway. Throughout history, they have gotten away with doing this, and we do not hold them accountable. We as citizens have to hold our politicians accountable.
Meaning, and they do it with the media.
Yeah, and if they make promises, we need to hold them to it. Don't give them one more chance or two more chances or three more years or four more years or two more years. When they don't follow through on promises they've made, when they voted against what they told you their policy is, it's time for them to be removed. You need to pick the next person in line, see if they're going to be any better. Hopefully they will be. And keep going until you find somebody who follows up on his word, does what they say they're going to do, and follows through with going through their promises and keeping, or at least making attempts to keep them.
That's what videotape is for.
Yeah, that's what video is for. Digital video is good for that. Nothing ever dies on the internet. If it was recorded, somebody's got a copy out there. Somebody can show you what they said about this. Now, granted, people do change their minds, and I understand that. But they need to let you know their position and not change their minds after you vote for them. You need to know ahead of time where they stand, how they feel about things. And if they change their mind, that's fine. I mean, sometimes people learn the truth and they decide, okay, I was wrong. So let's look at that. Is Kamala deciding she was wrong on anything? Not yet. She's still deciding her way was the best, her socialist ways are going to work. She's going to take patents away from private businesses, take over those patents, which pretty much will eliminate all intellectual property rights in this country.
Tax in advance.
Oh, yeah, they're talking about the taxing unrealized profits, meaning if your stock portfolio went up, you pay taxes on that profit. Even if it goes down the next year, you don't get that money back. You get to write it off of your taxes, but you don't get the money back that they took from you. Even though you haven't sold anything, you haven't made any money, they're still going to tax you on what it looks like you could sell it for, which is completely ridiculous and highly illegal.
They're going to tax farmers on crops that haven't even been planted.
Right. They're going... And these are the people who provide us our food, our daily bread, and we're going to tax them on stuff they haven't even grown yet. One bad year can wipe out another farm. What does that mean? More food coming from China, more food coming from South America, less farmers in this country. People, we cannot let this happen. We have to support our country first. I know it sounds bad to say America first, but it's true. We need to take care of our own house first. Then when we have extra, we can take care of our neighbors, our friends, people in other countries. We can help them out too, but we must take care of our country first.
Amen.
That's got to be the way things are done. If we do it any other way, we're just kidding ourselves till we run out of money and no one will respect us. The people we give money to will turn their backs on us as fast as they possibly can to the next person who's willing to give them money or the next country that's willing to give them money. They don't have to stand there and take that. You know, they'll go somewhere else. And the fact that we give money to all these countries who hate us, they can hate us for free. We don't have to give away all our money. Now, granted, there are some countries we like to help. There are some countries that we like to support because they give us support when we need it. We share intelligence with them. We share information, technology. These are the countries we need to work with. But these countries that hate us and don't want us to succeed, we do not need to be giving any of them money.
Amen.
You know, and I realized something the other day. They were talking about China is coming on strong. And I understand China holds a lot of American debt. Keep that in mind. So if they were to call in that debt, it would bankrupt America. But what would that do to the Chinese? It would bankrupt them as well. So they actually have a vested interest in keeping our economy up and running. And the way we can do that is buy guns, buy American guns, and let's keep our economy going like Trump tried to do when he was in office. Brought all these companies back to America. All right, that's all I got for today. I am Roger B. This has been Locked and Loaded, and you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.